This is your food for thought for the week. As we head into the holiday season, there is always so much stress around this time of year as we prepare for the big events, dealing with family, and that's even before COVID-19. Many of us want everything to be perfect, and that's not always the case. Therefore, in 2017, the Mayo Clinic came up with a list of ways to prevent holiday stress and depression. So I'm going to go through some of those with you. First, you want to acknowledge your feelings. If this is a sad time of year, maybe you've lost a loved one this year. Realize that it's okay to feel that way. Whether you're feeling sad or you're feeling happy or angry about something, acknowledge that. That's the first step of moving forward. And reach out to other people. If you're feeling lonely or isolated, there are so many different community or church or other social events. There's support groups. You can go and start participating in programs at the local senior center, at Parks and Rec, or wherever around you. Even volunteering your time to help others is a good way to lift your spirits and broaden your friendships. In fact, I know the Person County Senior Center is always looking for volunteers to help deliver meals for their Meals on Wheels route. Give them a call. And remember, be realistic. We oftentimes look on Facebook and we see all of these wonderful pictures of all of these happy families and happy people and vacations and perfect holidays and whatever. That's not the truth. They're only showing you the best of their life. They're not showing you the bad days. Remember, the holidays don't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be like it was before COVID. Families change, times change, traditions change. Keep a few, but then create new ones. Create new relationships, of friendships that you can do things with different people. It's a perfect time of year to set aside differences. We're often getting together with different family members, and you may not agree with them, whether it's politically or religiously or whatever way, but just put that aside. People don't always live up to our expectations, and we probably don't live up to theirs. Set aside grievances until there's maybe a more appropriate time for discussion. It's not time at Thanksgiving dinner. It's time to be thankful for what you do have, not begrudging what you don't or angry about something that's happened. I know one of the things that stressed me out during the holidays is money, so I try to stick to a budget. Whether I'm going gift shopping or food shopping, I try to sit down and decide how much money I can afford to spend. And then the hard part is sticking to the budget. I try not to buy happiness with an avalanche of gifts. It's, in fact, probably next year, my kids won't even remember what I got them this year. But I've made different alternatives. I might donate to a charity in someone's name. I give homemade gifts, or even maybe a family gift exchange instead of buying presents for everyone. When I buy my kids gifts every year, I always ask them to go in their room and get things that they no longer play with, things that we can donate that are probably often barely used. And I will donate those, whether it's to Goodwill or a local shelter, Christian Help Center, wherever you can donate it to. Planning ahead, whether it's meal planning, planning your shopping, your gifts, baking, whatever else, plan that ahead. This last minute scrambling to buy something that I forgot, whether it's a present or ingredient, just adds to the stress. During the holidays, this is a time where I often have to remind myself to say no. Sometimes it's difficult, but friends and coworkers need to understand that you can't be everywhere. You can't be everything to everyone. You need to take care of yourself, because if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not able to help take care of the other people who depend on you. Don't forget those healthy habits. Don't let the holidays become a free-for-all. Oftentimes, we gain 5 to 10 pounds every holiday season, and we never get rid of it. So don't overindulge yourself. It will only add to your stress and your guilt later. Pace yourself, get plenty of sleep, get regular physical activity each day, and take a break when you need to. Just spending 15 minutes alone without distractions can refresh you enough to handle all of the other things that might be coming at you. So these are just a few tips to help you with your holiday stress. Oftentimes, we can have medical concerns that can also be stressful this time of year. And if you're suffering from diabetes, it can be even more stressful to figure out what you can and cannot eat. So just a reminder that our Lunch and Learns this week, this month of November will be focused on diabetes. We started our four-week Dining with Diabetes program this past Monday, but we have another in-person Lunch and Learn workshop on the topic of taking charge of your diabetes. It'll be next Tuesday, November 9th from 12 to 1. It only costs $5 and you get a nice and healthy lunch, along with a lot of good information here at the Person County office building. You need to prepay by this afternoon, so make sure you get to the extension office today to do that. If you don't feel comfortable coming in person, or you're not available, or you want to attend the free workshop, we're going to be teaching that same topic on taking charge of your diabetes. We're going to be doing a virtual workshop on November 16th at lunchtime at noon as well. Even if you can't attend there, register for it, and I will send you the recording and all the handouts and information after the workshop. This has been your food for thought with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.